When we consider the aims of Auschwitz, the stronger the sense that we are living Auschwitz high tech. Auschwitz by other means. With its media manipulating enforced silence about weather machines and wave warping, harp stringing technology, wet dreaming, means of distancing themselves from their own misanthropic tendencies, impulses, their need to rid the earth of all challenge to authority, their authority. And can we please, or rather speaking to the left punditry, please stop doing the propaganda disseminating for power, megaphoning the bad cops, supposed climate change deniers. Try to recall that these guys hide and work behind scenes. So the bombast that they put out there for public consumption is designed to serve their larger, dramatic, i.e. ideological purposes, which feature most prominently conning us into seeing austerity as a patriotic as well as an earth-treasuring duty. And instead, at least consider out loud the possibility that climate change provides them and their demonic devices with plausible deniability. Surely I'm not the only one that this has occurred to. Come on, it's real obvious. It's real, real obvious. All you have to do is put together weather machine, climate change, please. But we never hear the obvious spoken. So we have to speak it to each other, develop our own megaphoning means, and retake our own lives. And I must say again, as the state of California must hear our opposition, if you cloud seed, you are worse than mere thieves. The water stealing leads to hardship and death in Asia and Africa. We must not deceive ourselves about that. They make it sound so antiseptic, so scientifically calibrated. This is way different than it used to be. We know what we're doing now. Excuse me, you steal the water, it leads to drought in those lands who the water was intended for. But they want to replace the earth in our minds. They want to be gods. They want to decide who has hardship, who gets stroked. And unless we absolutely refuse those who are in the more privileged arenas or areas of the world, unless we stand hand in hand with our brothers and sisters globally, across the false divisions, then we condemn ourselves to slavery. And the earth, just ocean deaths, massive species die-offs. Anyway,